face. I'm halfway around the planet in a most unlikely place, following my song line past bamboo shacks and shops, behind a jitney packed like sardines with bananas piled on top.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Expat Answer Man podcast. If you have questions about being an expat, we have answers. Have you been thinking about moving to the Philippines? If so, I have a full selection of books that give you all the material you need to know about how to move to the Philippines. Everything from the visa process to how you can make money in the Philippines. I've got it all covered. In fact, I have all of the top questions that I get asked covered with an ebook that explains in detail how you can make the move and be successful at it. I've been living here now for almost 15 years, and I've learned the ropes, and with that knowledge, I feel I can help you a great deal in your move to the Philippines. Visit my bookstore, Expat Island Bookstore. It's at expatisland.com. expatisland.com. All of our books can be downloaded immediately after payment. There's no fuss, no muss, no hassle. See you at expatisland.com.
Hi Bob, this is Shirley. I am coming to the Philippines in a couple of months. I have a husband living in the Philippines, and I am traveling to the Philippines from London. I want to get the Balikbayan stamp so that I can stay a year in the Philippines. My Filipino husband is already in the Philippines, though, so he won't be traveling with me. Can he just meet me at the airport with our marriage certificate? Will they give me the Balikbayan stamp under those conditions? Thanks for your help.
Hi, Shirley. Nice to hear from you. Thank you for calling in with your question. You know, the Balikbayan visa, really it's called the Balikbayan privilege, and they put a stamp in your passport which gives you a one-year hassle-free stay in the Philippines. There's no cost involved. There's no going to the Bureau of Immigration, nothing like that. It's all hassle-free. You get the stamp, and you're here for 1 year. If you want to stay longer than 1 year, then you can convert to a tourist visa. Now, the only thing is, your husband will have to be traveling into the country with you in order to get that visa, in order to take advantage of that Balikbayan privilege. He must travel in with you. If he goes to the airport and meets you there, that's not going to be good enough. I'm sorry. He must come through the immigration counter with you, and he must request that you be given a Balikbayan privilege. Now, that's the official law, and that's how the policy is, Shirley. Here's the thing, though. I have heard of times when foreigners have gone through immigration and have told the immigration officer, hey, I'm married to a Filipino. Maybe they had that marriage contract with them, and they were actually given a Balikbayan visa, believe it or not. It's not the way the law is written, but I've got a friend up north. His name is Dave. I'm sure he knows who I'm talking about. He has a saying about the Bureau of Immigration, and what he says is that the Bureau of Immigration, as well as other Philippine government departments, is consistently inconsistent. So you just never know. From one time to the next, the policy will change, or the way that they enact the policy, the way that they implement the policy, will be a little bit different each time, it seems. It depends on who you're dealing with, maybe where you are. It might be different in Davao than it is in Manila. If you go down to Gensan, it might be different down there. So, you know, it doesn't hurt to try, but I don't think you're going to get a Balikbayan visa if your husband just goes and meets you at the airport. So that's my advice. Be prepared for the tourist visa, but go ahead and try for the Balikbayan. You just never know. All right, I hope that helps you out, Shirley, and I hope it helps other people out who are listening in. And I'll see everybody again next week with another edition of the Expat Answer Man. Take care.